I don't remember what happened last night.
We blacked out.
Yeah. It's day 16 of Wolfuck,
I think.
Yeah, I blacked out. I don't remember what night it was last night.
I do remember you invited me over for day 15 celebrations. I remember, like, I have flashes of memory. There was a moose antler involved. There was some lube.
Hang on. Let me check. I've got an internet computer.
Oh, okay. One of those fancy ones.
Yeah. Not that one. Here we go. I can open a tab. Yeah. Okay. So, last night was the day of the forgettin'. So, it's no wonder we can't remember it.
Right. We just roofied each other.
We did.
And then, I don't know, there's something.
And our loved ones.
Right. Yeah, I mean, as you do. Day 15 of a fuck act.
Nothing says I love you like a roofie. Nothing says I love you like a roofie. Brought to you by the Roofie Board of Canada.
I love that commercial.
We all remember it from our childhood.
Not me.
We've got some really bad news, though. We're currently in a vicious legal battle. We're in the early litigation stages because we've realized that WFACAC is actually an acronym that somebody else is trying to use.
I know, the bastards.
The World Federation of UNESCO Clubs, Association and Centers, or WFACAC, the Philistines, are... we're taking them to court. We're throwing the book at them.
Yeah, we're suing you, so you know.
We're suing them.
Lawyer up, assholes.
And we're going to get them to change that name because it's ridiculous. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Yep.
This is not a podcast for the World Federation of UNESCO Clubs, Associations, and Centers. This is...
you pronounce that a lot easier than you pronounce our...
I can't even remember what it is. The Winter Festival
of Unaligned Celebration Advent Calendar.
Exactly. Come on. Why does this roll off the tongue easier? Fuck you, WFACAC. The fake WFACAC. Anyway... Should we get on with the episode?
Yes, please. Yes.
Idiots. Okay.
What is behind door number 16, Reese?
This is nothing to do with politics.
Hold on, you're going
to
open the door?
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
How do you even know what's behind it?
It's a winding door.
That was good.
Just peering in. And this one is called Weird Gifts You Can Buy in Canada.
Ooh, okay, I'm intrigued.
And this is nothing to do with politics, which may surprise you. And this is also
shocking.
And it's kind of a weird one, but it made me laugh so much that I wanted to include it. So in 2018, on December the 12th, the Vancouver Courier newspaper site, which is a newspaper site in Canada.
Thank you.
Published an article about weird gifts you can buy. So my favorite thing was pot pinchers, are rubber
you can show me the
lobster
computer.
Claws for picking up heavy hot pots in the kitchen.
Literally just like oven mitts shaped like red lobster claws.
They are. They're great. I don't think that's that weird. That looks practical.
For your average lobster lover, I'm sure they would love that.
But what better way to mock a boiling to death lobster than little rubber versions of his hands? As if to go, I don't give a shit about your life. Like I'm even mimicking you with these kitchen accessories.
Yeah, that's exactly the point of those. Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's to just mock the dying lobster in the pot that you're currently boiling.
Exactly.
I think you can read that directly in the description.
I've actually got this for you for Christmas.
Oh, it's
a sperm and egg flare skirt.
Oh, what?
A sperm and egg flare skirt. It's just
my God.
It's a lady's skirt with sperm swimming towards an egg.
That is... Yep, that's a thing.
88% polyester and 12% spandex.
That's the number one thing people want to know about that skirt.
It's a performance knit fabric, so it's not going to hold you back. This one's my favorite. Breast milk lollipops.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
So the idea is that...
Yeah, no, I get it.
No breast milk is used. It's just they've just managed to recreate the flavor in a lab.
Say that again.
The flavor in a lab.
Hold on a second. Wait.
So somebody's somebody's job was there to sip breast milk, and then the other person was to compare day 378. This breast milk is only slightly closer to the taste of breast milk. I've been drinking breast milk for over a year. But it's in the name of creating the world's first breast milk lollipop, which is an endeavor humanity needs. I think science has lost his way. It redeemed itself with this whole vaccine
thing.
I'm
crying.
COVID has helped science get back on track to the most important things in life, I think. Breast milk lollipops.
I think science has lost its way.
So is fashion, apparently.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Oh, my God.
Then the portable infrared sauna, which is...
Let me see.
There we go. This is just basically...
I've seen that before. I was actually considering buying one of those. It's the most ridiculous looking thing in the world.
So there's a woman whose head has been photoshopped onto like a box shape. And she sat in there and she's reading a magazine called Internet Retailer while she's sat in the sauna.
But it's like a box.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a box that is a sauna inside, and you just like enough room for your little stubby hands and your head to pop out to the top, and that's it.
There we are. This is another one. Introduction to Italian Longsword DVD.
What?
So it's how, do you want to learn how to use the Italian longsword?
I mean,
and then also,
is that a euphemism? Like,
no, it's a real thing. And then to go with that is the Paul Chen's Hanwei sword oil to look after your Italian sword.
Just sit at home, suck it on your breast milk lollipop, oiling up your Italian longsword. That's
and also it's it contains petroleum distillates, which apparently are provide corrosion protection to your sword.
That's great.
I hate it when my sword corrodes.
And me too. That's why I oil it as much as I do.
It's as good as dead once it corrodes.
Fuck you, ever tried to corroded swords.
Ever tried to chop a man's head off with a corroded sword?
It's such a pain in the ass.
I know.
So many chops.
It takes at least...
It's really messy. It's
Nice to meet you socks, which is just a pair of socks with pictures of meat. There's some ribs.
That's clever. Someone came up with that. Nice to meet you. Oh, what if we swapped the word meat with, you know, that other word, meat? We could put that on a sock. Oh, let's call someone right now. Like, that's... I imagine that's exactly what happened.
Exactly. Exactly. And then
someone feels very proud of themselves.
I'm just going through them. Cold finger ice tongs. So they're ice tongs with little mitts on the end, like
absolutely
gloves.
Necessary.
Crystal muse. So everyday rituals to tune into the real you. So how to master crystals. This list is, I think we've got...
This is extensive.
We've got through the best of it.
Is that a... Cocaine
punch bag, laundry bag. That's good. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
A bare-chested hoodie. So what it looks like is me with my top off, but someone took a photo and they printed a hoodie with a hairy chest.
So you could, like, literally zip down the middle of your hairy chest.
And there's, like, a tan line for a vest and nipples. I think...
It's not even, like, a physically well, like... It's like a dad bod sweater.
It is. It is exactly that. I think the most unnerving thing about it are the nipples, the photorealistic nipples, and the photorealistic belly button that has dark hair spiraling like a black hole.
If you could wear that to a first date, right? Like, you'd be like, well, there's no surprises. Like, this is what you're getting.
Do you know what? I bet Jesus would be there on a date, and then because he wouldn't want women to judge him by his sick abs from all the crunches he did. So he'd do that. I want them to like me for me. So I wore this dad bod hoodie.
Right, so then when Jesus takes off his dad bod hoodie and he's got these sick abs, it's like, surprise!
Surprise.
Oh, by the way, I can also turn water into wine, but look, abs!
Exactly. It's really popular at the water cooler.
You mean the wine cooler, Reese?
The wine cooler, yeah. Exactly. Also, I wonder if he does requests. What if you want like a nice rosé? Or is it his own brand, Jesus brand wine? Do you know what, Jesus, do you think, sparkling white wine again, when will Jesus make a lovely Bordeaux?
I got invited to another party at Jesus's house. I just can't stand the Chardonnay 77 he keeps making. Oh, it's just so dry.
God,
I know.
Anyway, enough about Jesus. The Hush Me voice mask, which looks like some kind of bondage gag that goes around your mouth.
I like the picture of like a priest in a church saying those exact words. Enough about Jesus. Now about a bondage mask that goes around your mouth.
So that is basically...
He tries to sell it.
It's like imagine the headphones slip down over your mouth. And it was like,
can you turn the photo so I can see this?
Sorry, yeah.
It really looks like headphones for your
mouth. Headphones for your mouth. So you can talk. So you can be in a library. You can have a conversation. You can suffocate. And everyone will look at you and go, what the hell is that person doing? You know what
this reminds me of? Have you ever seen the latest Mad Max movie?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. When he's literally got the thing around his mouth.
That's what it looks like. I mean, the guy's is so calm looking.
Sorry.
With this. It's Well, now he can't enjoy his breast milk lollipop.
I know. Well, maybe he's cut the stick off, so it's in there with
him. It's in there with him, right.
Although he can't talk. The whole point is you can wear it and talk.
Right.
The pimple popping toy, which is a stressful...
Scroll by.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Nobody wants that. Gross. What the fuck is
ostrich
that?
Ostrich pillow. So it's like a big pillow, and you put your head in it and your hands. And I think the idea is you can sleep on a desk, which is pretty depressing. I imagine these people... There's times when I sit at my desk and I work long hours, and I'm like, do you know what? Maybe it'd be nice to sleep on my desk. But to actually see a product that helps facilitate unhealthy work-life balance is... Fuck you, world.
You need to work on the shopping channel, Reese.
I know. Fucking world. And then just a load of...
These are supposed to be like 3 to 5 minute episodes,
I think
by the way.
I think we're done with this one. I think we're done.
I'm having a blast. Don't get me wrong.
There we go. This is the last one. Taxidermy grunge ducks.
What the fuck?
So somebody has stuffed...
I think the title says it all, but please describe. Yeah,
they're lovely little yellow ducklings that have been killed. Before they've lost their beautiful yellow feathers, and they've got Starbucks cups, and they've got Nirvana t-shirts and woolly hats, and they're taxidermy grunge ducks, and they're $62 each. And
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so taxidermy's lost his way as well.
Taxidermy and science.
I know. I was never really fully on board with taxidermy, but or science. Lost his way. So yeah. So that was day 16.
Okay. What do we have in store for tonight of day 16 of a fuck act, Reese?
Probably should have thought about these, shouldn't I, before? But okay.
You just have to remember because it's a very long.
My memory isn't so good.
Holiday, the tradition, Welsh tradition. The of a fuck act.
The all the breast milk lollipops has frazzled my mind.
Of course.
I think that tonight, if memory serves, mm-hmm. and it really does, tonight is the night of all the clothes. So what you have to do is wear all of your clothes.
Oh. And what does this symbolize?
That it's getting colder.
Right. Of course.
That's it.
That's literally it. Just to remind you.
No spiritual meaning to it.
No, it's just to remind you and everyone around you that, hey, it's cold out.
It is.
And like, because we forget that so often.
We do. I don't know. It is easy to forget about the external temperature of reality.
It's also a good day to remind you to get rid of a lot of laundry and clothes. And
exactly. Well, you put them all on, you've got to wash them all. Then it's just like
you put them all on and then get in the bath.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, see how hard it is to get out.
Spin around as fast as you can. Yeah, just soggy, 35 layers of soggy clothes, including winter coats, and they're wet, and you just can't, I can't get out. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah,
cool. Okay.
Well, wonderful Wafakak, day 16. Reese, thank you for...
Wonderful
Wafakak.
Yep. Okay.
And we'll update you on our litigation.
Yeah. God. Damn you, evil Wafakak.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Oh, and if anybody wants to donate to our legal fund, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Bye.